Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
All right, it's the cookie jar. On a Friday, we have ridiculous, fun questions. We need some big opinions. The cookie jar is brought to you by Moran Chevrolet, where you always get the best price, period. Pi Day, John, a personal favorite of yours?
Yes.
What?
Yes.
Is the best pie?
Hands down. In my book, no debate. I'm not going to tell anybody else what to like, what to love. And if Coach Larry, I know he's out of town, if he was listening, if he could possibly send one. It is the raspberry pie. And I don't care what's on top. It could be the lattice, you know, pie crust. It could be the, you know,
the crumble.
The crumble. Oh, it's almost good. Becomes like a cobbler. Throw a little scoop of French vanilla ice cream on top of warm raspberry pie. I think I said to you guys this. I would have a piece for an appetizer. I'd have my regular meal. And then I would eat the remaining raspberry pie.
The whole pie.
The whole pie. That's one that I can't say no until it's all gone. Do you want some more? Yeah. Oh, it's all gone. Oh. Is there another one?
Like, everybody has that food that they just can't say no to.
It's irresistible to me.
Mm-hmm. Pie's not really my thing, but my number one pie is pretty generic apple pie.
Okay. And then followed
by American. Pumpkin pie. For me, maybe not so popular opinion, my favorite part of any pie is the crust, including a pizza pie.
Really?
Yeah.
Pizza pie.
I love the crust.
Greg?
Pecan.
Oh, I like pecan pies too. I like all pies.
It's got that kind of sugary slurry beneath the,
slurry.
The pecan crust.
So the food I can't stop eating is pizza, but I'm not going to count that in pizza pie here. I'm going to give you more of a traditional pie. I love a dessert pie.
Aren't they all dessert pies?
Yeah.
Are you talking chicken pot pie?
Are you kidding me? The dessert pie?
No, I didn't.
I like all dessert pies. I like pumpkin pie. I like chocolate meringue. Lemon meringue. Whatever.
Let me finish. I like a silk pie, like a chocolate silk pie, like a really sweet. I guess all fruit pies are sweet, too.
I'm confused.
I'm sorry.
I have two.
Apologies.
Pick one.
The French silk pie.
Okay.
My answer was not dessert
not
pie. I wanted
hard.
To keep going.
Dessert pie.
Dessert pie.
I wasn't done.
At least he's not pronouncing Malachi Malachi yet.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
St. Patrick's Day is Monday. This is St. Patrick's Day weekend. Give me the best Irish thing.
I would have to say Irish whiskey.
Okay.
And I mean, there are some, when I was playing, somebody introduced me to my first Irish whiskey was a Tula Mordu, which I like saying. It's just fun to say. But probably some of the most well-known would be like a Bushmills. There's a lot of different versions of it. Redbreast, Teeling, all of those I think are great. So to me, that's the best Irish thing.
You know, I don't love whiskey or coffee or, you know, Guinness or anything. So I'm going with the Irish. The dogs, like the Irish setter, Irish wolfhound. Those are some good dogs.
Irish dogs. Greg?
Shamrock? What do you want me to say?
I don't know. Yeah.
Pot of gold.
Farley Leprechauns. Clover, yeah.
Leprechaun. Like.
Redheads.
Oh. Okay. Tom?
Nice, Greg. I like that one. I will say this, Heather. It always comes back to dogs and bread. That's our two answers so far. The accent. Come on. I'm Irish. The Irish accent is borderline.
Well, then you certainly like have an Irish accent. I think you should finish this entire segment with an Irish accent.
There's just no way that's ever, ever, ever going to happen.
You're, hey, you
oh, I got the pot to gold, John!
They're after me, pot of gold. I went with pubs. An Irish
a good
pub.
Irish pub. Okay. That's right. Yeah. Sure.
Uh-huh.
St. Patrick's Day. Is it the best drinking day of the year? If not, what is?
So I don't know. I don't, there's not a lot of days that I say I'm going to drink on this day.
Oh.
So I don't have a great answer. I would say New Year's Eve. I'm always going to have some champagne.
New Year's Eve is a great day to drink. I like drinking during the day and I like the weather to be nicer than St. Patty's Day. Cause normally it's pretty darn cold and you're so out and about and you're waiting in line
all summer.
I'd go for all summer. No, I would go for like the 4th of July is what I am picking. Yeah.
It's the day before St. Patrick's Day, John, because we drink all the time.
This is amazing. Got a little Irish in you, don't you?
It's the all-day drinking. It's the green beer. It's just as it's starting to get to springtime, so you build that liquor coat and you don't even realize it's not yet springtime yet. But St. Patrick's Day, the only other thing I would throw out.
Will you drink green beer?
On St. Patrick's Day?
Yeah. You have to.
Yeah.
If you're going to go out on St. Patty's Day, you at least drink a green beer.
When I was in Grand Rapids, they have like a big St. Patrick's Day deal and like one of the main stretches downtown and awesome time.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a great time.
Yeah.
Just a little
The
chilly.
Other thing I'd throw out would be opening day for Detroit. Same thing. Like you build a liquor cup. Yeah. Spring's almost here. Yep. All day deal.
It's a good
day
one.
Drinking. Okay. Which Monopoly character do you play as?
So I'm going to go with the boot. Every time, because, and I tell the kids every time we play, I'm going to use this boot to kick your ass.
I used to always pick the thimble, and now I haven't played Monopoly in a long time. So the characters I think have changed, but after more recently, I always choose the cowboy or like the horse,
yeah.
Whatever it is.
They call it a rocking horse, but it's a cowboy.
I like, it's all about how it feels as you move it along the board. And I like having just that, the base of the horse. It's,
Greg?
That's why.
I have spent 43 years on this earth and not played one game of Monopoly.
Are you serious?
No.
Count your blessings. Count your blessings.
What do you mean? It's a fun game.
Oh, it's miserable.
It's a long
never
game.
Ends. It never ends.
It's competitive.
Never
it's...
ends.
Wow.
Never ends.
Huh. I'll help Heather out here. I always pick the dog.
There you go. You know, I like the little Scotty dog too. That's a good one, but
yeah, Scotty.
Irish setter.
I like the race car. All right. Favorite March Madness Cinderella, 'tis the season.
I'd have to go. I mean, it's kind of recent, but the St. Peter's run that they made, number 2 Kentucky, Murray State Racers, Purdue. Mm-hmm. I thought that was just a lot of fun. Because had you ever heard of St. Peter's before?
No.
The Peacocks?
And you had, Doug Eddard with his, little mustache?
Yeah.
Heather?
The only one I can think of, the one with Sister Jean.
Oh, yeah, Loyola.
Yeah. Sister Jean!
Yeah.
They made a Final Four, right?
Good choice. I mean, in my heart, I'll never... NC State's story is unbelievable. They did a 2-hour 30-for-30 on it. That's why... That's the answer. However, George Mason to the Final Four... And the UConn team they beat in a regional final was one of the better loaded teams. And to me, that was David Goliath. And then I have to mention, Jimmy, it's Digga Phelps in Notre Dame. Oh, my accent's going bad right now.
Yeah.
The more we do this, I don't know.
You got mixed up there.
Yep, it's gone bad just now.
So I actually went George Mason. I was in middle school. It was my first introduction to a real Cinderella. Uh-huh. It's a Final Four team. From a double-digit seed, it had been 20 years, and the gauntlet wasn't just UConn. It was MSU and North Carolina, too.
I will go with the magical year of 2013 props to Dunk City, Florida Gulf Coast, as a 15 seed made it to the Sweet 16.
First 15, Florida. I think, to ever make the Sweet 16.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Last one. When do you know it's spring?
So when I was still actively playing softball, when you got a chance to play outside, shagging fly balls, knocking a ball around a field, that to me was the start of spring. Now it's when I drop my kids off at softball practice or baseball practice and it's outside. I get a chance to watch them play outside. That to me, whenever that is, last year it was in February. They played outside almost all of February. That's the start of spring, when I get a chance to watch baseball outside.
I mean, I guess if we're not going by like the actual calendar,
no,
I would
not.
Say, you know, when you can go out with a light jacket, when the snow is gone, when you start seeing little buds on the tree. Oh, sure. Yep. Well, yeah, they've been out.
Yeah.
Today, Friday before Selection Sunday, weather gets unseasonably warm. All the big boys start playing in their conference tournament. Sign that March Madness is around the corner. It's today.
Today is the start of spring. I said Tigers opening day.
Okay.
Although we've had snow then.
Yeah, yeah. AJ brought up the snow globe yesterday.
Yeah. And that is the cookie jar. It's brought to you by Moran Chevrolet, where you always get the best price. Period. It's 97.1.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing. Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.